Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. Have you ever been so down and discouraged that you just felt like giving up? Does the enemy delight in taunting you that your best efforts just aren't good enough? That joy will never come in the morning? That God is never going to turn your ashes into beauty? Well, beloved, it's the enemy's express purpose to wear down the saints. So he'll make you feel like you're waiting for something that is never going to happen. But, beloved, God has an answer for you found in Hebrews. These believers that are described in Hebrews had endured hardships, and they remained faithful to God and held firm belief in His promises. But by the time this book was written, they'd believed for many years. And so Hebrews 10 and 35 says, "Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense of reward." This verse suggests, if you really read between the lines, that they were so tired and so faint-hearted, they were tempted to say, as we might today, "Oh, forget it." But, beloved, this is the admonition of the Lord to you today. If you should be feeling that way, don't give up, but hold tight to God's hand and never let go of His promises that He's made to you in His Word. The Greek word for confidence means boldness, and it emphasizes a very bold, frank, outspoken confession. No matter what you're facing today, beloved, God will strengthen you with might in your inner man, and you'll be thereby able to resist in a forcible way the persuasion of the evil one to draw your faith and trust away from the Lord. You know what? You've waited too long, and you've invested too much of your life in serving God to have nothing less than God's best for you. Beloved, Ephesians 6 and 10 says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." Since God designed you and I as living tabernacles, He wants us to receive His power so we can exercise authority over the works of the devil, walking in the victory that He's ordained for us. But where do we get this power? The Greek meaning of the phrase "in the Lord" means that this is a special infusion of dynamic, supernatural power that can only be found in the person of Jesus Christ. Furthermore, it's not hard, but it's actually easy and uncomplicated for you to receive a new infilling of His power in your life. In Ephesians, that first chapter, verses 3, 4, 6, 7, and 10, Paul says, he repeats that we are in Him. The realm of our existence and the very place of our habitation has been placed inside Jesus. The reasons God's power is so accessible is that both we and this divine power are gloriously locked up inside the very same place. The power is located inside the Lord, and we are, beloved, located inside the Lord. The fact that we reside inside Jesus, along with God's power, can, how can I compare it? Well, it You might liken it to water and fish in an aquarium. The water and fish are definitely different in substance, aren't they? But they both reside in the same home of the tank. And the fish doesn't have to release its faith to get into the water, for it's already living there in the water. It's swimming around. And the fact, beloved, that you are locked up inside the Lord, along with the Spirit's superhuman power, means that you're never far away from that new surge of superhuman power into your human spirit. It's just as accessible for you to receive a fresh infilling of the Spirit as it is for a fish to swim freely around in its tank. That means we don't have to beg, we don't have to plead, we don't have to beat ourselves up in prayer to receive what God so freely desires to give and has made available. It's no more difficult to receive than it is for a fish to start swimming. Praise God. May you just experience such new liberty and joy as you walk in the reality of this truth. The Word of God says in Psalm 68:28, "Thy God hath commanded thy strength. Strengthen, O God, that which thou hast wrought for us." Praise God. Let me just take a moment to pray right now. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you for pouring your strength. You've commanded our strength. And so that which you have done, that work, good work which you've begun in us, we thank you, Lord, for just ministering and renewing strength. Lord, they that wait upon the Lord shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. I'm just going to obey the Lord and share this prophetic word the Lord is giving. My beloved, if you will open your heart to me this day, I will breathe upon you a refreshing wind of my Spirit that will cause those oppressive thoughts and heaviness to be scattered as chaff before the wind. For I've not given to you a spirit of heaviness, but a garment of praise. Therefore know that there is victory as you give thanks and make the voice of my praise to be heard. I arise in your behalf, and your enemies shall be scattered. The angels of God are released in your behalf to minister to you as you minister to your God. This is a spiritual truth and principle that shall be manifested in your life as you hearken to the word of the Lord. As it is written, the wicked shall perish at the presence of God, but let the righteous rejoice exceedingly. My spirit shall quicken your mortal body, and you shall know that I have touched you. In quietness and confidence, beloved, shall be your strength. For as you purpose to abide in me, you shall be far from stress and turmoil. Even though a storm may surround you, your inner heart shall be a haven of calm and rest, trusting in me to soothe all doubts and fears. For I have decreed safety and provision for you. Even in the midst of trial, my peace shall be your portion as you keep your mind stayed on me. No evil shall befall you. When you call upon me, I will answer you. I will be with you in trouble to deliver you, and I will show you my salvation, says the Lord. I would bring you into a place in me, my beloved, where your peace shall flow as a mighty river. You shall not be moved by what you see or what you hear. Your eye shall be single, focused on the Lord, as my word declares. Your whole body shall be full of light. I counsel you, beloved, work while it is yet day with joyfulness and purpose, knowing that your part is important and part of the grand master plan of the Almighty for your generation. I count no member of my body as insignificant. Know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Your prayers, your giving of yourself, your witness testify that you are in me and I in you. Rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, for the half has not yet been told. Great and mighty answers to prayer are before you, says your God, as you believe and declare them to be so, says the Lord. Praise God. Well, you know, it's always such a privilege to share the good things of the Lord on this broadcast. Proverbs 15 and 30 says, a cheerful look brings joy to the heart, and good news makes for good health. That's the New Living Translation. And in this world we live in, isn't there anything that we need any more today than a cheerful look and good health and good news? A lot of conversations you hear today are just about how bad life is and all doom and gloom. Certainly, there are dark and evil times in the world, like never before. But, beloved, you and I are not of this world. Some cry continually of how bad the situation in the world is and how we're in trouble. And, of course, we can't deny real problems, but we need to focus on the solution, which is Jesus. One of the most important things we can do is to give hope to others. The gospel is a message of good news. If someone spends all their time reading about how bad the world is or watching news about crimes and injustice in the world, well, it's not hard to become negative. But staying in the Word is the antidote. Psalm 37 and 1 says, fret not thyself because of evildoers. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Don't you prefer to be around a positive rather than a negative person? Certainly in my times of fellowship, I want to spend time with those who uplift and encourage me. Don't you feel the same way? Don't you enjoy spending time with those who believe in you and help you toward achieving your personal goals and dreams? Well, if we allow our minds to be transformed by the Word of God, we can fulfill God's purpose in our lives, living a life of self-fulfillment pleasing to Him. When this happens, according to Proverbs 15 and 30, we will have a cheerful look which brings joy to our heart as well as to God and others. We can be happy and experience that health and abundant life that Jesus has already purchased at Calvary. God has done His part, and now it's up to us to reach out and take what is ours as His children. Praise God. Well, it's been a blessing to minister to you today. I invite you to write, share those prayer requests. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you, and until next time, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,